Yeah. Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. I am your host. My name is Mr. Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. I need everybody to hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go into some deep topics on today's broadcast. Also, hit that subscribe button. We're going to take a real quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't want y'all to move a muscle, because we will be right back right here on Tariq Radio. Don't move a muscle, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. And I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Is your hair lacking moisture and shine, or missing its bounce? Girl, let me tell you about Something Natural Hair's Deep Moisture Collection. They have 6 different products for naturally curly hair. They have the Deep Moisture Shampoo and Conditioner that leaves your curls non-oily, moisturized, and weightless. The Hair Moisturizer provides you with ultimate moisture for dry hair. The Defining Curl Foam controls fizz and has a medium to light hold to lock in moisture. The Curly Custard is good for sealing in moisture, and it adds shine to your natural hair. The Hair and Body Butter, which is an all-around moisturizer, helps to nourish your skin and hair. To purchase your natural hair products, you should visit SomethingNaturalHairCollection.com.
Black Men's Zone is a brand new website forum that specifically caters to black men. This is a place where black men can get together to talk about issues that solely affect them. According to the owner of the site, he said that it's an alternative to websites like Lipstick Alley and others that really don't value the opinions and views of black men. But on blackmenzone.com, brothers can get together, chop it up, and talk about relevant issues that are pertinent to them. So go to blackmenzone.com. That's BlackMenzone.com.
Are you interested in transitioning to the Dr. Sebi Alkaline Vegan Lifestyle, but don't know how or struggling? My Alkaline Vegan Cookbook, Culture Cooking, can help you learn how to cook flavorful vegan food. Go to healthneurotics.com. That's health, H-E-A-L-T-H, neurotics, neurotics.com/shop, and order the ebook or the paperback copy. Each recipe has been influenced by hip-hop or some musical inspiration. Learn what inspired me on each recipe.
Dear white supremacy, you're pure evil, hiding behind politicians and those thugs with badges. I'm Reverend Occam Jeffers, a counter-racist hitman, a black assassin you cowards can't conquer. But you discovered my one weakness. She's beauty and black, but she's a cop. Now my heart races. Is she a cop first? Or is she black first? War of the Heart, available worldwide December 1st. Visit spiritof1811publishing.com.
Yo, family, check out a brand new book out right now called Rap, A Juxtaposition to the Eras. Now, this book is by author V.L. Collins Jr. This book breaks down the history of rap into 4 eras. These eras are the foundational era, the golden era, the millennial era, and the Zoomer era. And this book is a must read for all rap fans of all ages. So check out this book. You can get it on Amazon and Kindle right now on paperback and ebook. Get the book Rap, A Juxtaposition to the Eras right now.
Hey family, discover your world with Baby K. Born in China to a foundational Black American family, Baby K was privileged to travel the globe from the Far East to the Wild Wild West. Baby K explores cultural icons in China, Philly, Washington, D.C., and Thailand. Enrich your child's understanding of their world with this beautifully written and charmingly illustrated book. Where is Baby K? Is available now on Amazon and whereisbabyk.com.
If you are a black professional and you want to step your resume game up so that you can be competitive in the marketplace, you need to check out Black Star Resumes. Their services include ATS optimized resumes and cover letters and LinkedIn profile development. You need to contact them right now on their LinkedIn page at linkedin.com/in/muhammedsokhna. Also check out Black Star Resume on Instagram and Facebook at Black Star Resumes.
Aliens discover melanin. They notice the people. They exploit the people.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because I enjoy it. And because I can.
What type of payment do you want?
Do you see me? I have the best. I want the best. And I deserve the best.
The new drug.
Audio novel.
You can find on YouTube.
At the Urban Gods, spelled with a Z, channel on YouTube. Premiering October 24th.
Guys, check out a brand new ebook entitled I Have a New Dream. That's an inspirational ebook that introduces the concept of group economics to Black youth in America. See, the sooner our children are exposed to material like this, the more likely it becomes a part of their mindset and their lifestyle. So play your role in nurturing the builder spirit in our young by downloading your copy today at ihaveanewdream.org. That's ihaveanewdream.org.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's Black population. A small group of Black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail, or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book, Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines, now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
You are now tuning into the legendary Tariq Nasheed.
I gave a little blood on that bridge in Selma.
On Tariq Radio.
I say, whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe.
Oh, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Ladies and gentlemen, I said we're back. Oh, man, we're here, guys. What's going on? What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Tariq Radio. Everybody, I need y'all to hit that like button. Hit that thumbs up button. Hit that thumbs up button and hit that subscribe button, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get heavy up in here tonight. And don't forget to go to Hidden Colors Film. HiddenColorsFilm.com, ladies and gentlemen. And again, I'd like to thank everybody who came to the very successful Foundational Black American Conference last week or this past weekend. Shout out to everybody who came out. Everybody's still buzzing about it. Everybody's still talking about it. And everybody's anticipating another one for next year. And we and our staff, we're organizing that now. We're already getting the second annual conference ready right now. We're already organizing now because so many people were excited about it. Hopefully this whole COVID thing will be subsided by then, but we're working on it now to make it bigger and even better next year, since this one was so successful and everybody enjoyed the program and the beautiful vendors that we had, so many great Black-owned businesses that we were able to do business with. It was a wonderful thing. I love seeing Black folks get their business game popping. And next year, we're looking into doing it in Tulsa. We're looking to do it in Tulsa. I would like some of my Tulsa people to hit me up so I can chop it up with my Tulsa brothers and sisters, just to see what's going on the ground out there in Tulsa, to get some advice on locations and ways to really get it popping. I really want some boots on the ground out there in Tulsa to chop it up with us. So if you can email me, info@TariqElite.com, that would be great, all my Tulsa people. Anyway, let's get into what we're going to talk about on today's broadcast. We're going to touch on a lot of things. The main thing we're going to talk about today is Democratic desperation and disrespect. You know, the Democrats go out of their way to shame Black people into supporting them. black people are constantly shamed by the Democrats to go out here and vote. We got to vote because our ancestors vote. If you don't vote, you ain't really black now. Of no vote is a vote for Trump. And, you know, we get shamed by the damn Democrats. They keep telling us why we should vote, and we're such evil, fucked up people if we don't vote as black folks, because we're their base. We are the base of the Democrats. We are the only people who vote in large blocks. We vote in a large block, so they've taken us for granted for so many years. So they just, the disrespect, they don't know how to turn the faucet of disrespect off at this point. They don't even know how to turn it off. And we're letting them know we're not going for the disrespect. We keep letting them know we ain't going for the damn disrespect no more. We need a specific agenda for foundational black Americans, and we need tangibles for foundational black Americans, since they want to do that. They want to engage in all of these other shaming tactics. And if you look around, a lot of these legalized lynchings that's happening to black people, they are primarily happening in Democratic-run cities. These state-sanctioned lynchings are happening where the Democrats are the mayors and the city council leaders and all that. In Minnesota, in Minneapolis, when Philando Castile was killed, Democrat, hell, at that time, I think Obama was still in office. So the country was run by the Democrats. Eric Holder, the Democrats were in charge. Mike Brown, Democrats. Tamir Rice, Democrats. Alton Sterling, Democrats. All of these guys were in charge. But even now, the most recent lynchings, George Floyd, Democrat-run city. Jacob Blake, Democrat-run city. And Breonna Taylor, Democrat-run city. It's a Democrat running the city. And these people don't do anything to stop these state-sanctioned lynchings. And as they just announced today, they announced that one of the officers who was involved in the lynching of Breonna Taylor is getting charged with wanton endangerment. And this was a big trick bag they pulled out. I want y'all to see the Jedi mind trick they put out. And I want y'all to see how the white liberal media got on board with the con game. All this week, they've been talking about they're going to declare a state of emergency for Louisville because there might be an uprising, because they're going to announce these charges that we all knew that they weren't going to charge the race soldiers for killing Breonna Taylor. So what they did, they pulled a Jedi mind trick. What they did, they dug in the law books and they found a very weak charge to charge the race soldier with, but it's not for shooting Breonna Taylor. They charged the race soldier with wanton endangerment, meaning the stray bullets that were used to kill Breonna Taylor went into the apartment of the white neighbors, so the officer is being charged for wanton endangerment of the white neighbors. Do y'all understand the con game they're running here? This is the con game. Now, the white media, what they're doing, this is so deceptive. They're running headlines saying, officer involved in the Breonna Taylor murder is charged. They're putting headlines like that out as if he was charged for killing Breonna Taylor, and he's not. He's not being charged with killing Breonna Taylor at all. They're justifying that. They're using the whole Dred Scott, blacks don't have no rights, that whites are bound to respect. So the law, this wanton endangerment, is to protect the damn white neighbors who got stray bullets popped off in their apartment. And wanton endangerment, family, that literally, that's a Class D felony. That is the equivalent of credit card fraud. And I'm not exaggerating. That's the equivalent in Kentucky of credit card fraud. The maximum penalty is 5 years in jail and a $10,000 fine. That's like an upgraded jaywalking ticket damn near. I mean, it's beyond a slap on the wrist. So the officer was, I don't know if he's a former officer or whatever, but they arrested him today. Well, they didn't arrest him. They booked him. They put out his mugshot. He was in jail for 30 minutes. His bail was $15,000. He immediately bonded out. This is a joke. This is a joke. This is a damn joke. And these are the people who are trying to tell us that black folks have to get out here and vote. And I keep asking people, vote for what? What are we voting for? We got to get rid of Trump. Okay, voting for a Democrat? Okay, the Democrats are in power in these cities and they ain't doing nothing. Out there in Kentucky right now, you got a bunch of white supremacist militia groups running around Kentucky right now, running around Louisville right now as I'm speaking, with guns and intimidating people. The mayor, who's Democrat, he ain't doing nothing about these white supremacist militia groups. They're protected by the police. They're not doing shit to them. Vote for what? What are we voting for? Let's just talk turkey. What the hell are we voting for? Voting is useless for black people right now. Voting just legitimizes an illegitimate system. The fact that they don't have any type of tangibles for us or anything specific for us, what we need, either you're going to punish the race soldiers off rip for harming one of us, or you're going to give us some tangibles. If you're not giving us tangibles and you're giving race soldiers wanton endangerment charges for killing us, then the system is illegitimate. What are we voting for? Nobody can give a legitimate answer. And when Negroes give answers like, well, we got to vote, it could get worse, these are niggas from immigrant backgrounds. Immigrant niggas and LGBT niggas. Or Boule niggas. We don't get anything out of it. What are we voting for? Let's be real. I'm talking about foundational black Americans. I ain't talking about immigrant classes. The immigrant classes, they want you to vote because they want to be tethers. They don't mind you getting killed. They want you to continue to vote for people who are allowing you to get killed so that you can get the hell out of the way and they can be your replacement. I want you to notice the people who are the Negroes saying that, yeah, we should keep voting. Look at the foreign flags on their pages. When a nigga says, well, it can get worse, that means it can get worse for them. They got to go back to their immigrant country. Worse means they got to go back to the village or their family can't get out the village. That's what worse means. It can't get worse for us. How the fuck is it going to get worse for us? They've legalized running up in black people's houses, just killing them off rip. They have legalized running up in black people's houses and legally executing them for no damn reason. They'll justify anything in a system of white supremacy. We don't vote because white mommy and white daddy says so. The last thing we need to do is uphold an illegitimate system that does not work for us. You have to let that system that's illegitimate, you have to let it crumble, because we can't fix this system. We need to replace this shit with a whole new system of justice. That's what we need to be focused on. This system is too corrupt. It's corrupt without repair. The system is too corrupt without repair for us. The system works for white society. They're not abiding by the laws that's already on the books. Family, do you understand they already have a constitution? The constitution is supposed to protect us from race soldiers walking up into our homes and killing us. If they're not enforcing the laws that's already out there, then voting is illegitimate because the system is illegitimate because they're not enforcing their own laws. We don't have to vote for nothing. That's our problem. We keep trying to maintain an illegitimate system that's not working for us. We have to come up with our own system of justice. It's just that simple. All this crying and moaning. My girl Jade, she sent me a picture, a video. She was out there in D.C. earlier today. They're damn near having a block party out there in Washington, D.C. And truth be told, probably most of them, D.C. has a lot of Negro immigrants out there, so it's probably a lot of them. a lot of these Negro immigrant heavy cities, notice all the dancing and shucking and jiving that goes on. These are tethers that don't mind us getting our brains blown out because they want to be the replacement. I mean, give a legitimate reason on why we should vote. You cannot. If nobody has a black agenda, we're wasting time. Unless somebody, we need an emergency Marshall Plan at this point. This is what I'm talking about. We are in the middle of a damn genocide. Just imagine being in Nazi Germany when they're starting to gear up the ovens and the trains to Auschwitz. Would it make sense for the victims of that to go out and start voting when they're gearing up the trains to go to the concentration camps? Oh, no, no. Let's get up and just go ahead and vote real quick. It's beyond voting. The system is in a position where voting is just way out of the equation at this point. You can't vote your way out of an ethnic cleansing. It don't work like that. This is genocide ethnic cleansing right now. We have to take it that seriously. If a politician is not calling a state of emergency for black society right now, then it's illegitimate. Those are the only people we're going to support. We're not about to support no goddamn Lyft program where we're going to give money to everybody and it's going to disproportionately help black folks. We don't have time. We ain't got time for that. Family, you better be ready to kill or be killed. Let me say that again. You better get ready to be killed or kill. When you got white supremacists running around the city with guns at the behest of the white supremacists in so-called law enforcement. No, 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 no. We're on another level in the game. That's where we are. And don't be afraid of that. Being afraid, being a coward about it, that's just what it is. Those are the circumstances. Be ready to stand up and fight. And when I say fight, I don't mean have a twerk contest in front of a Black Lives Matter mural. You know? And somebody was talking to me on Twitter today. Well, maybe we should go to Africa or somewhere and help the black folks over there. Nigga, and I asked this person this. I said, did Harriet Tubman run? We ain't a running class. I ain't running no goddamn where. That's the thing. This is our land. Our family fought, bled, died, and built this land. I die on this bitch. I ain't running no fucking where. I die and take some motherfuckers with me on this land. But running is not an option. We gonna stay. Well, if y'all want to run, go ahead. I'm staying to go toe-to-toe with the goddamn white supremacists because I ain't scared of them. Harriet didn't run. Sojourner Truth didn't run. Denmark Vesey didn't run. They didn't bounce. You understand? We have to eradicate systematic white supremacy. Ain't gonna keep running from it. That's the problem. Niggas running from this bullshit. No, you gotta fight that shit head up. It's a cancerous system that shouldn't exist. It should not exist whatsoever. And when you ask people, okay, what are we voting for? Everybody hit that thumbs up button. Shout out to everybody hitting that thumbs up button. Hit that like button. Hit that thumbs up button. Hit that like button. Because see, when we start talking about why we should vote, niggas start talking about when we need to vote, we need representation. We need to get some black, if we get some black people in them positions, things are gonna get better. Family, we are going to stop going for the put a black face in there con game. The white supremacists are hip to that. Family, the nigga who was running the shit out there, or the puppet who was running the thing out there in the Breonna Taylor case, the AG, was a Negro. That Daniel Cameron, that's his name, right? He's black. Putting a black face in a position without a black agenda is useless. The Attorney General is black. This coon-ass Sambo. Cameron is out here basically campaigning to get on that Supreme Court. Y'all know Trump has him on the short list for the Supreme Court nomination. And ain't he connected to that Becky that Negro married? Ain't he kind of married into the Mitch McConnell family? If I'm not mistaken, guys. Isn't that Becky that Negro is just married? He's all skinning and grinning with. Is clicked in with Mitch McConnell's family. Am I right, guys? He just married that white woman. He's in Coon Sambo heaven. This is Clarence Thomas Jr. I really would not be surprised if he makes the Supreme Court nomination. They put him up there and Trump says, hey, look at me. I'm not racist. I put a black guy as the Supreme Court justice. The chick is Mitch McConnell's granddaughter, right? Yeah, that chick that he married. Oh, yeah, so they didn't vet at this nigga. He's about to get married into the family. Oh, so he's nice and coon vetted. Do you know, racist ass, I ain't giving reparations, Mitch McConnell? He's already said he ain't giving no reparations. The fact that they're allowing this nigga in the family, you know how coon vetted this nigga must have been. This nigga, they didn't probably had a ritualized buck breaking with his ass because he seemed a little moist. So, you know they done vetted that nigga six ways to Sunday. He's an islander. Where's that nigga from? Because he does have some non-foundational vibes to him. Where is he from? Where is his family from? Because I can't find too much information about Cameron's family. Where's that nigga's family from? He kind of has a little island look to himself. Where's that coon from? Yeah, didn't Mitch McConnell's family, weren't they slave owners or some shit like that? Yeah. But where is Cameron, Daniel Cameron's family from? Where's that nigga's family from? Because I've been trying to research this Negro. You can't find nothing about this dude. Somebody said he's from Coon Island. Say he's from Coon Island. But they vet these Negroes, guys. They vet these Negroes, and they're making a little Clarence Thomas Jr. And also, if they get him, because what they're going to do, they're going to get a young person. If they get a young Negro to be their buck dancing Sambo for decades, just like they did with Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas has been on the Supreme Court cooning for what? Damn near 30 years. When did Clarence Thomas get on? I remember still being a teenager, and I'm older than a motherfucker now. I remember being a teenager during that Anita Hill thing. So it's got to be like 30 years that coon-ass Clarence Thomas has been on the Supreme Court. And another thing I saw as in regard to this case, they had Benjamin Crump. He was trending earlier. Butter Biscuit Ben, Uncle Ben Crump. Uncle Ben Crump. He was up here talking about, let me find the quote with Uncle Ben. Uncle Ben says, the grand jury's decision is not what we fully wanted, but it brings us closer to justice. This treasonous butter biscuit eating mushmouth coon. I've been going in on that bastard all day. I'm going to say it slow. I've been saying it for years, guys, and I really want to say it real slow so y'all can feel what I'm saying. Ben Crump is a butter biscuit, Sambo, rabbit ass, plantation minion, ain't shit coon. I mean, he's a real low down coon. And that's the thing. These little old niggas who make these deals with these race soldiers. See, this is what Crump does. They go out here and act like, oh my God, I don't like this. They could have done better, but this is going to bring us closer to justice. They play this little horse and pony game. Crump goes out here and makes these deals with these cities and these police chiefs. He goes out here, makes these deals. The media props him up as a civil rights lawyer. Crump is not a civil rights lawyer. I wish people stopped falling for that. That's the white media saying this. Crump is not a civil rights lawyer. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot point to a case that Benjamin Crump has won. Not one. Can anybody point to any case that Benjamin Crump has won? Every single damn case this man is a part of, the race soldiers get off or get a slap on the wrist at worst. He's a settlement lawyer. Ben Crump is nowhere near a civil rights lawyer. He's an ambulance chasing Sambo who has deals with these cities. And the white media, all of them are in on it by propping him up as like a Martin Luther King type of lawyer for civil rights. He's not. They prop him up because they know he's going to cut these deals. The minute he shows up, the family starts buck dancing and cooning. The minute he shows up, the family gets mush mouth and start cooning like him. This dude is a settlement lawyer. And some people keep saying, well, how come, man, people keep hiring him? Why they keep hiring him? I keep telling y'all, they're not hiring him. He's doing the work for free. Listen, when a lot of black people are getting killed by the race soldiers, a lot of these black people, they're in areas where they don't really have a lot of money. The family doesn't have a lot of money. They don't have no money to get like a high-powered lawyer. They just don't. This is why tangibles are important for black folks, and this is why they don't want to give us tangibles, because when we have some money, we can get better legal representation and we can do things with our own money. But the fact that a lot of black folks who get hit by these race soldiers are really lower income black folks, they don't have a lot of money. So Crump comes in and represents the family for free. He does pro bono. I'll represent you for free, but I'll get like 40%. If there's a settlement, I'm going to get 40% on the back end. Somebody said 33%. No, no, no. Some of these dudes be getting like damn near half the money on the back end. So he goes in there pro bono. The family ain't got to put up no money. He goes up, tells the family, hey, let's go out here and do some forgiving, because that's going to make the courts lenient on the race soldiers. And if we're lenient on the race soldiers, they're going to be more willing to do a settlement deal. So we ain't got to go all up in court. So we go out here, and then Crump does some fake shit. He gets out here and start talking about a little bit of injustice while he's playing both sides of the fence with the family, going out here talking about how much they forgive. And he makes sure his face is right there in the camera when the family's talking about how much they forgive. Every time you see Crump and the family talking about they forgive, that means the settlement check is being written right there. We said last month when the family of some of these folks were out here talking about, oh, Lord, all police ain't bad. Oh, shit, okay, this is about to be a settlement. I smell a settlement coming, and sure enough, there it is. So Breonna Taylor's family got that $12 million settlement. He got a huge cut of that. And then the city got another cut of it. These are our tax dollars. The taxpayers have to pay these settlements. So about half a million of that settlement with Breonna Taylor's family, half a million of that settlement of the taxpayers' money went to the police for goddamn police reform. So even the police got them a little cut of the shit. This is a racket that these niggas got going on, man. This is a racket. So we got to understand that part of the game, man. This is the whole con game they got out here. And also, the fact that they made that little settlement deal right before they announced that they ain't going to do shit to the race soldiers. Look, when they make a settlement deal before the criminal justice decision has been made, you already know the jig is up. The con is already in. The con is already in, dude. You don't make no settlement before the criminal justice case. These folks are running a damn game. Again, we can't depend on the system. The system is too corrupt. They already got their do boys, which is Crump. Crump is the media do boy. Remember, like I said, Notice the media don't ever say anything negative about Crump. They always prop Crump up. Why? Because he loses cases. He's a settlement lawyer. He's not punishing any white people. He's not punishing anybody. Basically, he's punishing the taxpayers because we keep having to pay out all of these damn lawsuits and these wrongful death suits. That comes from the damn taxpayers' money. Don't even come from the police. Notice the police don't even say nothing negative about Benjamin Crump. You notice that the police, the unions go out here talking shit about everybody. The unions are always talking shit about folks. Real people who are out here going after them for real, making impact, influencers, people like me, the media, and them right wingers and those police unions, they go after me and talk shit about me all the time. And other people, Judge Olu Stevens, people like that who are punishing them, they go after people like that all the time. Notice they never say anything negative about Crump. You don't see none of the police unions, none of these police chiefs, none of them say anything negative about Trump. I mean, Crump. When he arrives, that means he's working with those guys. He's going to help them not go to jail. Y'all saw what happened down there with Amber Geiger under Crump's watch. They out there hugging and kissing on this damn Amber Geiger in court. You dig? Oh, somebody said they just shot a cop in Louisville right now. What? Let me look that up. Somebody said they just shot a cop out there in Louisville. So it's getting turned up out there. Let me see what's going on. Hold on. Let me look that up real quick. Hold on. Wait. Let me see some. An officer just shot at. Okay, they shot at an oil, shots fired at police officers. One per. Oh shit! Oh, hold. Let me play some audio that I just saw. Hold on. They shooting at cops right now in Louisville. Okay, hold on. Let me play some audio of that real quick. Hold on. I'm looking at it. And thank you, somebody in the chat room, for bringing that to our attention. Hold on. We're getting breaking news right now out there in Louisville. Let me play audio of that right now. Hold on. One second. Hold on. We're doing stuff on the fly right now. Hold on. One second. Hold on. One second. Now we don't know who's doing the shooting now. Hold on. Because it might be the Boogaloo Boys trying to, you know, they get out there and start shooting at the cops and all this. And then they know that it's going to be blamed on black folks. But let me play some audio of this. Hold on. Hold on. Let me turn my music off. So this is audio of some police officers about 10 minutes ago getting shot at. In Louisville, is it dark out? It looks like it's getting dark out there. Hold on.
They ready to come from everywhere else. Here they come.
Oh, they shot guns at him. Oh, shit, they're shooting guns at him, real guns. Shit.
Hey.
They're blasting at the police.
Hey, watch out.
Oh, damn, okay, all right. So they're shooting at the police out there in Louisville right now. Okay. Well, shit. Well, we need some more investigations here. Okay. We need some more investigation to see what's going on. And again, we don't know who that might be. It could be the Boogaloo Boys doing that. You know? It might be some wanton endangerment. I don't know what that is. It could be some wanton endangerment. We don't know who's doing that. And that's another thing. We got to watch out for a lot of these stories that we see. I've been seeing this type of story lately. A lot of these white supremacist suspects who have been charged or accused of harming black people, they say that they have committed suicide or they died. It was a white dude named Jake Gardner. I think that's his name. What city was he in? He was, I think, in Nebraska. He was the bar owner. He killed a black protester. And this Jake Gardner is a known white supremacist. He was known for being a white supremacist. And he killed this black protester. And the police didn't do anything to this guy. And now he just got charged. He was about to get charged. I think he just got charged for the murder because they went into his phone and they saw that Jake Gardner was basically, it was premeditated. They clearly, which we knew, and I tweeted about this months ago. This guy's a known white supremacist. He has a whole reputation of being a white supremacist. So it was a clearly premeditated hit. using the guise of protest and looting and all that. So they went into his phone and saw that it was intentional. So they charged him, and then they said he committed suicide. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of convenient. It could be the spirit of Ogun working, but it could be very convenient for him to commit suicide and they hide his ass somewhere. It was in Omaha, Nebraska, right? Yeah, okay. I look at both sides of this thing. It could be the real deal, or it could be, hey, they might be hiding this guy. Because down there in Louisiana, there was a state trooper who killed a black man, and they were about to charge him. And the white state trooper, they said he, this week, died in a car crash. Right when he was about to get fired and charged for killing a black man, they said he died in a car crash. So that's kind of convenient. So that could be the spirit of Ogun, or I don't put nothing past these white supremacists. They could be hiding these folks. I want to see the damn body. Because truth be told, these white supremacists are so deceptive and so insidious. I want to see the damn body. I want to see it. You dig? But the thing is, going back to the voting thing, the system is too corrupt. And even if we do vote for a black person who's going to try to do the right thing, the white people, they get their asses out of there. There was a black female judge. I tweeted about this. What city is that sister in? They put some I'm white and I say so charges on this sister. I want to say, what city is that sister in, guys? It was a black female judge. And, you know, they're digging up all types of shit to get her out of office. And she's like the only black judge in that area. So they're doing all types of shit to get her out of there. Oh, yeah, this was in Oklahoma. Her name was Kendra Coleman. Oh, so they actually removed her from office. Yeah, the article said a couple of days ago she was removed from office. And they can't really give a clear reason why. It was like she was she did something inappropriate. They're using all of this trick bag language, so it was most likely some I'm white and I say so shit. But what's interesting about the story, one of the white prosecutors who was helping to get this sister removed, they were talking about some taxes that she owed. So they were just throwing the kitchen sink at this sister. And the white woman who was getting her removed, we're talking about some federal tax penalties and how she shouldn't be, if she got tax penalties, the black female judge shouldn't be out here walking around with $500 shoes on. So she made a personal comment about the woman's choice of expensive shoes. It's a white woman talking about this black woman wearing expensive shoes. And that's really what this shit is about. They don't like when a black woman or black person is working around black white people. They like for us, when we're working around them, they like for us to be downtrodden plantation mammies. They like us to come to work looking like precious. They want us walking around with handkerchiefs on our heads and hand-me-down clothes. It's that type of thing. They love a Negro who's downtrodden with that hand-me-down shit. That sister, what it was, that sister was probably coming to the office, coming to the job, fly as hell, wearing fly shit. Those white women felt a certain way about it. They never, when you come in there as their equal, oh, it's a problem. That sister was probably coming in there with Louboutins, looking real fly. They were like, oh, we're going to have to get this Negress on up out of here. I've said that before. They don't like a sister that's just too fly. When you come to work way flyer than them, they start plotting to get your ass up out of there. Now she's competition. This sister has a high priority job and she's coming to work fly. So they start looking for every little nitpicking thing to get them up out of there. Y'all know how that works. They do that at your job. I've talked about this before. The white people at your job are some of the nosiest people ever. I'm telling you, they sit up and monitor your social media. When you come to work with some fly shit on, or even if you don't even come to work with it, they'll come tell you about some shit that you wore on social media. Hey there, DaQuasia, I was looking at your Facebook. I saw you got a new Louis Vuitton purse. Like, wait, I never even brought that purse to work. Oh, I saw it on your Instagram. God damn. Shit. Karen, you all on my Instagram? God damn. That purse looks kind of expensive. Is there an affirmative action program here at the job that I don't know about? Oh, they monitor your ass. White people monitor us, guys. I'm telling you. Nigga, one of my doctors who's white. Nigga, I was, you know, getting my checkup. You know, when they had surgery on my foot, I was getting my checkup. And my doctor was like, I heard your broadcast. It was very interesting what you had to say about the protests. I said, oh, okay. I don't really want you tuning into that. And y'all putting me to sleep and operating on my ass. I really don't like that. Yeah, that ain't cool. Yeah, I don't like that at all. Shit, I'm gonna have to holler at Blue Cross and see if I can get another damn doctor in this bitch. Yeah, I don't like that. I hate like when I order food and I hate when people come over, especially white people. When white people come over and they recognize my ass. I told y'all not too long ago, a white man came and delivered a pizza to my house. He looked like every bit of the alt-right. He was like, hey, you're Tariq Nasheed. I was about to lie. I was like, nigga, I'm Tyler Perry. Nigga, fuck out of here. Like, yeah, I listen to you all the time, bro. Good stuff, dude. I swear, I threw the food away. When this motherfucker recognized, I threw the fucking food away. I'm like, shit, let me go make me some George Foreman grill chicken patties or some shit. Damn that, I ain't eating this food. Yeah, I'm cool. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm all right. Let me boil me some hot dogs or something. I ain't eating this shit. But you got to watch out for folks, man. The game is real. It's heavy out here. The game is real out here, man. You know, I saw something very interesting. Did y'all see there was an ad for Mercedes-Benz? Mercedes put out a new ad for their new Benz, for their new Mercedes-Benz. And they had Alicia Keys as the spokesperson for this new Mercedes-Benz. And the caption was, hold on, let me find it. Let me see if I can find it real quickly. I want to read exactly what this caption said. Hold on one second, y'all bear with me. Let me read what this caption said. Damn, I'm going through a lot of my tweets because I retweeted the caption. Hold on, where is it? Okay, I hate when I can't find shit. Okay, here it is, right here. It says, the queen of soul, Alicia Keys, has done it again. Congratulations on your new album. We love collaborating with you. So Mercedes-Benz referred to Alicia Keys as the queen of soul. And Alicia, and I like Alicia Keys, but the fact that Alicia Keys even went along with some shit like that, Alicia Keys, sister, we like you, but Alicia, you know better. Alicia, you should not have ever let them say no shit like that. Alicia, sister, you know, you can't just put it on them. You had to sign off on that. They didn't do that behind your back or without your permission. You know better than to let them say some shit like that. Alicia, you doing light skin shit. I love Alicia Keys, but Alicia Keys, that's some light skin shit. Letting them say some bullshit like that, and you know it. The queen of soul. Alicia, come on now. Not only is that disrespectful to Aretha Franklin, who's always going to be the queen of soul, just because that woman is passed, that don't stop her from being the queen of soul. You know better than that, Alicia Keys. You know not to do no light skin shit like that. Secondly, what soul record has Alicia Keys made? Are we moving the definition of soul? What the fuck soul record has Alicia Keys made? Alicia Keys makes little pop records, light R&B, but soul? Come on now, let's not play games like that. Don't do that. You know better than that, Alicia. Somebody said the queen of cankles. Leave the woman's cankles out of this. Yeah, Alicia Keys has cankles. Leave the cankles out of it. She's not the queen of cankles. the queen of soul food, but not the queen of soul. No. Let's not do that. Alicia, you know better. I don't know one soul record Alicia Keys has made. Alicia Keys don't make soul records. She does not make soul records. And they shouldn't even put no shit like that out there. You don't let a white corporation do no shit like that. That's not cool. But I digress. Now, speaking of not cool, guys, going back to the Democratic desperation and disrespect, this week there was an ad put out called Get Your Booty to the Poll. Now, this was put out by a woman who was the director. This woman is trying to cover her tracks or cover tracks for the Democrats. This was something that was basically orchestrated by the Democrats, but what they tried to do was get their fingerprints off of it. So they had one of their minions do it. And, you know, they put up a GoFundMe page to, quote unquote, raise the money for it so that the Democrats won't have no paper trail to them, the white Democrats. But this is clearly some shit from a Democratic operative. The woman who did it works for BET. She works for a lot of the liberal networks. BET, they've been retweeting this bullshit ass ad. Her name is Angela Barnes Gomez. You dig? So she's clicked in with the liberal white media. She's clicked in heavy with them. So she's making it seem like, oh, this is my idea. You know, she's going to take the, you know, she's going to take the bullet for the white Democrats. Okay. But it's one of their operative Negroes. This is what they do. They'll get some Negro to do their dirty work. And yeah, that name Gomez, I think that's because she was married to a Cape Verdean dude. Her ex-husband was Cape Verdean. So that lets you know what's going on with her ass. But this is some Democrat shit. She's trying to be the fall guy for the Democrats, so they'll throw her some extra butter biscuits with carne asada sauce on it. So they put up this ad that's supposed to be targeting black men, because for a long time they've been trying to say, okay, we're going to try to pander to the black women vote. But now they see, okay, that ain't working. So, hey, let's try to get these black men on board. So instead of giving black men and offering black people, because we don't look at ourselves separate from black women. We do not look at ourselves separately. So instead of giving us our tangibles, they're like, well, let's pander to some lowbrow Negroes and put a bunch of strippers up here to talk about how it's important for niggas to get out here and vote. Now, family, I want y'all to look at this and listen to this ad. You can't watch it, but you can listen to it. Hold on. Let me play this ad. It's called Get Your Booty to the Polls. Listen to this filth. Booty to the poll,
yeah. Did we get your attention? Good.
So, you're really not going to vote? You know it's more than just the president on the ballot, right? Check it.
A district attorney decides who to prosecute.
And by the way, guys, I wish I could show this to you. It looks like P-Valley. These are real strippers. They done got some real strippers. I think they got them from Magic City somewhere. A couple of them are real husky looking, but they got some strippers. And the strippers are telling you, you're getting career advice from strippers. With they ass out. I mean, they asses all out in the whole nine.
Whether or not to go after dirty cops.
Do you know who elects the DA?
We do, but you don't want to vote.
Can't make it rain if you locked up on some bullshit.
Want trades and...
You can't make it rain if you locked up on some bullshit. This is a real political ad, guys. This is how desperate they've gotten. And I just started watching P-Valley. Very interesting show, by the way. I'm going to do a whole thing about that pretty soon. But you can't make it rain if you locked up on... This sounds like a parody, but this is the real shit.
On some bullshit.
Want trades and coding taught in our schools?
Then vote for the school boards that will prepare us for the job market.
What?
There's a motherfucker with they ass, pussy, and titties out talking about how we need to learn a trade for the job market. I'm looking at this. I'm like, yo, ass is out telling us about how important it is to vote for trades for the job market. And the job market ain't really working for you, beloved, because your ass and pussy is out on a pole. It's like the desperation and the ridiculousness of this is just so beyond belief. You're on a stripper pole telling us about the importance of job creation, and the shit clearly didn't work for you. Yeah, the fact that you are clapping them cheeks shows that that job market thing ain't really working for you, beloved. Come on, Sparkle. It ain't working for you, baby. Okay.
And coding taught in our schools?
Then vote for the school boards that will prepare us for the job market.
Want to end cash bail?
Well, then vote for the sheriffs and county officials that feel the same way you do.
But you talking about, oh, they gonna pick who they gonna pick, shawty.
Ferguson just elected their first black mayor.
You know how that...
Ferguson just elected their first black mayor. Listen to these idiots. This is why they're on the pole. And I don't ho-hate. I'm not ho-hating, but damn, stick to the fucking pole. This is why y'all on the pole. I'm not ho-hating at all. Just get your little money. Stop it. The first black man. We got a black AG out here who ain't doing shit. The first black person doing something don't mean nothing. Good Lord.
Ferguson just elected their first black mayor.
You know how that happened?
It's clear black lives don't matter to some of our current elected officials.
If they matter to you, then don't let other people decide who's going to run your community.
Get your booty to the poll.
Get your booty to the poll.
Get your booty to the poll.
Get your vote.
Lord. So they got them twerking.
For information on how and where to vote, as well as resources to find out who's running where you live, go to getyourbootytothepoll.com.
Okay, family, this shows the level of disrespect that these folks have a level of disrespect for us that's just to the roof. See, they had to put a black face on this whole thing because they've been running around. The Democrats, notice they've been running around with strippers, Cardi B and all of these people, letting them be political pundits about our agenda, which is no agenda. Basically, they're letting any riffraff kind of represent us in the political arena. The level of disrespect is just through the roof. This is what the Democrats think about us. This is how low they think we are. We'll just throw, we threw Cardi B. They like Cardi B. Let's throw some more. They love Megan Thee Stallion. Let's throw some more strippers at these niggas. We know what they want. Forget about tangibles. No. Y'all need strippers. Forget about punishing race soldiers. No, you need strippers. Giving you advice. This is why, family, the system is so illegitimate right now. They're throwing everything out there because this is desperation. They know, the Democrats know it's that's it for them. They know that they're done. They're done. This is a Hail Mary right here. You know what this is? Not only is this a Hail Mary, this is them just throwing something up against the wall saying, okay, you know what? Fuck them niggas. We'll throw a desperation pass in the air and it's going to have a fuck you on it too. If we gonna go out, we gonna go out with our middle finger up to those niggas. Yeah, we gonna crumble and burn. This is our middle finger up to you, Negroes. And this is our middle finger up to you. You goofy Democrats. You are no better than the damn Republicans. Go ahead and crash and burn. We're gonna make the system illegitimate by not supporting this trash. But family, we got to stay on code with this. When you got these strippers talking about, we can vote for the sheriffs who feel the same way you do, but we don't have any who feel the same way we do. If they feel the same way we do, the real white supremacists on top start getting them out because we don't have an economic base to fight that. See, we got to have an economic base. When you have an economic base, then you can get some shit done. You got to have an economic base. Once you get an economic base and you get codified, you can have a militarized base. But you got to have an economic base. We got to have tangibles with this thing. But again, tacky, trashy, and terroristic. That's how they interact with us. Everything has to be tacky. While we're out here getting slaughtered by these race soldiers, we see what they're doing with these ads. They're giving us an ad full of strippers telling us, well, we need to vote down ballot. That's basically what they're saying. That's that strappy bullshit, that vote down Democrat garbage. Vote for other people who don't have a damn black agenda. Just stupid shit on top of stupid shit. But again, we need to make this system illegitimate. Participating in an illegitimate system, it makes it bad for us. We got to come up with our own solutions to replace the illegitimate system with the system of justice. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Glad to have y'all tuning in. Don't forget to go to OgunJuice.com. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com. I'm going to keep you guys posted. A lot of folks are asking for the video for the Foundation of Black American Conference. We're going to have that in the next couple of weeks. We're going to have the video stream where you can watch the video stream of that monumental event, that legendary historic event. We'll have that available for you in the next couple of weeks. Y'all stay tuned to that. Y'all follow me at Tariq Nasheed on Twitter. Subscribe to this page right here on YouTube, my YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button right now. Tariq Radio, and I'm going to holler at you guys this Sunday. Peace.